Log Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Look of it, all of our lives are moving in the wrong direction in one sense, in another shape, sense, or fashion. If you believe that is the case, we're here to help get your life moving in the right direction. And you may ask Yamsuf Arif, how may you do that? Well, not only me, I don't have the answers. We can point you in the right direction. Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan, is one of the lead student investigators. Katria from New York City is one of the lead student investigators. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is one of the lead student investigators. Sister Yakira from Hawaii, along with me, are one of the lead student investigators. You see, we're here to break the Most High Word down to its lowest common denominator, so you can get to the core of the matter, so your lives can start moving in the right direction. We don't here to jive you, play games with you, try to take your money, or none of that. We're here to bring the truth to you so your lives can start moving in the right direction. And it doesn't cost you a cent, not one red dime. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So before we get started our studies, I'd like to make comment on one subject matter, and which is the inflation is rising at this frame. Everything is inflated. The cost is inflated. And inflation is sort of like this. You have low product on the shelf, but you got a whole lot of folk trying to get at it. So that means the prices become inflated from what they used to be. And they're saying the cause of it, one of the causes, primary cause, is the COVID-19 epidemic. They couldn't get ships in, unloaded, and put on the shelves. Cause and effect is a domino effect. Hey, even that being said, our studies can help you get your mind right. So you won't be full of anxiety and fearful, worrying about the next day and so on and so forth. Just put it in the Most High hand. Just do the right thing as the Most High told you, as far as we are concerned, and other nations, as far as they are concerned. Now, as far as we are concerned, we have to cry out to him about our founding fathers' mistakes and the mistakes we are continually, some of us, continually make. Breaking the codification, so to speak. And also, we are to continue in that journey physically. We need to do more for each other, take care of the homeless, the widow, and the needy, so on and so forth. Meaning, basically, take care of one another. Each other. If you got it, help out. So let's get started, shall we? May the Most High bless you. First, I'm going to bring on Sister Hudi. She is taking the lead in the studies of the book of Proverbs. And she did a fantastic job on Proverbs 1. And check these Proverbs out. They can help you if you're full of anxiety. If you're a fool and don't want to be a fool anymore. If you don't know, if you just leaning on everybody else and even on your own understanding. Don't leave on your own understanding. Certainly don't lean on anyone else's understanding. No one that is not subjugated to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. See, those that are subjugated to the Most High, you perhaps can trust him, because they're not going to do things according to their own will for nature, not like we've been used to doing. And so, therefore, take that counsel when they give it to you. Because they're not going to counsel based on personal opinions and so on and so forth. They don't counsel based upon what their job said matter. Stop going to the wrong people for counsel. Why are you going to go to a fireman for a haircut? That don't even make any sense to it. Well, I'm going to the fire department. Where are you going to the fire department? Get a haircut. Whew, some of us never cease to amaze me. So Shahudi from Detroit, Michigan, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom, sister.
Yes. I like to be, well, she'll probably tell you later, advocate for Yakira. She's in the process of moving. So sometimes sometimes she just like to listen.
Right.
And when she goes through that process, she have more to comment and talk about. But I think she's going to come on tonight.
Yeah, she's on tonight, she just want to listen in for the night.
Out of respect, she might say a little bit, because once I told her I was reading Proverbs, she's a good support system. Beautiful, okay. Beautiful sister.
Okay, well, yes. Yakira, may the Most High bless you, sister. I'm not going to bring you on unless you want to be brought on. out of due respect for you and love and appreciation for you, just hit number one on your phone and you want to come on, I'll bring you up. Thank you, Sister, for bringing that to my attention.
Okay. And talk to you along tonight.
Yes, so let me bring our brother and friend on from New York City. Cartrio, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, glory to the Holy One of Israel, that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing? Shalom, family. Love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all and your families.
Great, my brother. Hello. Great. Thank you very much. And, you, and your family also, Cartrio.
I appreciate that, man.
Yes.
And we need y'all now more than ever. And we in our search, seeking y'all so he can fulfill our destiny that he created for us and his and be in line with his future plans. So, yeah. Shout out to my sister, Yakira. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations, but we need to act as a nation in order to help one another.
Exactly.
Like the ants do, right? Ain't no one ant out there trying to survive by himself. All
exactly.
The ants collaborate.
You need each other. You need each other. But Katria and Sushi Hootie, if I may, I ain't trying to get in sister girl business. Is she heading back to the main? Is she staying on the house?
She could tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let her tell me then. Sister Yakira from Hawaii, may the Most High bless you. Sister, your mic is hot. Sister Yakira, the question I asked posed to Sister Hootie and Cartrell, were you staying on the island or coming back to the main thing? May the Most High bless you. I'm bringing your mic is hot. Shalom.
Sister Yakira, God bless you.
Shalom. Shalom, family. Shalom, elders. Shalom, shalom. Thank you, sis, for that. Thank you, Gamsu. Thank you, Katia. It was nice hearing your voices.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to hear yours.
I'm going to be leaving here. I'm not going to say where because I need to move in. I need to move quietly, but I am moving back to the mainland.
Oh, so you got to be incognito, right, when you come back? Okay.
Yeah, like very. I'm moving very like as quiet as I can. So I'm not even letting people know what date I'm leaving, but it's very very soon. So I'm like tying up loose ends and getting like trying to sell the car, like all that stuff. So it's been kind of frantic over here, but it's moving forward. So I just appreciate y'all's support and being there to keep rooting me on the way.
We are family. I got all my elders with me.
I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay.
What you got to know, sis, we got your back. You need us, just shout us out.
That's all you got to do.
I appreciate you.
It's either 1, 2, 3, ABC. All right.
1, 2, 3,
let's bring
ABC.
On.
When I get down into the mainland, I probably will because it's going to be another world for me. I'm going to be honest, living on an island, you're living in a bubble here. So when I get there, I'm probably going to have culture shock. Like, who are these people?
You better believe it. I wonder that every day when I get up and go to the store. I feel the same way.
Our Walmart ain't like everybody else.
Yakira.
Yes,
you got those seeds, mama.
Oh,
and
I
you need to cultivate those
more.
Seeds because those seeds are your baby.
I found Judean sage, Katriel. Sage.
Praise
from, actually from Judea, like so, but they call it Holy Land sage because of Palestine and all of that. But anyway.
Well, you
anyway,
know what I'm saying is that all the seeds that the Most High blessed you with, treat them like they're your babies.
Why? Truth be told.
I'm going to treat them even more than that.
Like they're y'all's babies.
Yeah, they more important than my children. They more important. This is seriously, the future rests on these.
Right. Let me ask you a question, Sister Yakira. Are you ex-military?
Yes.
I should have knew it.
Yes.
Let me bring on Zeke then. I should have knew it. Takes one to know one, don't it?
Navy. U.S. Navy.
Whatever. What bridge may I ask? The Navy? Squids?
Navy. Oh, gravel grinder.
Yeah,
California gravel grinder.
Coming. You should have seen that coming,
Yasera. I knew. I had that she was a squid. You know, jarheads can smell like squids a mile away, even on the telephone.
He's a Marine that can't swim.
Hey, Yakira, let me tell you the story, Yakira. Let me tell you the story in boot camp in 1973. I did everything with flying colors, the rifle range, the obstacle course, the exercise, and the running, everything with flying colors. Even my partner, Krills from New York City, had a fallout with his girlfriend, and he couldn't eat his food. I stepped to the plate. I ate it for him. You know, the kind of guy. You know, I ate it for him, and I ate it readily. I was kind of mad when she got back with him, but that's another story. So we go to the Olympic-sized pool to do you got to swim across the Olympic-sized pool and get out. So I say, I'm about in the seventh in the line. I'm going to watch all these other young Marines do their thing, and I'm going to imitate what they do. So blew the whistle. First line, jump in, swim across. Second, third, fourth, jump across, jump in the pool, swim across. Get to the seventh line. I have no fear. So I'm saying, I'm watching. I can imitate the best of them. I dived in, and then they had to stick a pole to me. And then when we got back to the Barry Cribs and Killer Group, my slave name, you did a beautiful dive and went straight to the bottom.
Suck like a brick?
Hey, suck like a brick, Yakira. But at least I had some
tell you something.
Yo.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I actually swam across that pool, and then because I wanted to be EOD, which is explosive. So I had tread water with a 15-pound brick after swimming that, but I missed it by, I think, 15 seconds. I couldn't hold it. I had to tread water. And with that brick in between my legs, and that was crazy. Oh. And I started to swing with the brick, and then they were like, "We're gonna give you another chance."
You in the
and
brick
then,
reaching the bottom.
Yeah, we went. I was like, "All right, I can't do it no more." And then they said that they give me another chance, but then somebody warned me if I wanted to have kids that I shouldn't do it. And then I said, "No."
Okay.
Hey, you know what? That Olympic side pool is a deep pool too.
That was very deep. It's like, it's ridiculously deep.
I know. It didn't take me no time to get to the bottom because I cut through it. You know, nice dive, get you cut right on to the bottom.
I'm going to be quiet now, though.
Okay.
We enjoy you.
Now, Kara, I got mad love for you because at least you know how to swim. We got Israelites that live on islands and they don't know how to swim.
And that's the same.
What's the point of living on an island if you don't like the ocean, though? I love
it. I love the ocean. I love water. It just don't love me back.
How you live on an island?
Yeah.
How do you live on an island and you can't swim?
That's
bruh.
Bad.
But here's the thing about it. I'm not scared of it.
Swim.
I'm not scared of water. Uh-huh. If I had a good patient teacher that would teach me, I would try even now at this age. If I had someone to teach me, I'd do my trust. Because I love water. I like to sit there and just watch it. I just love water.
And somebody will have to stick the pole in the water to get you out of
it. Well, see, just because I love water didn't mean the water loved me back. So that's the big difference. See,
right.
The water didn't love me back like I loved it and still do.
Okay, sir. We understand.
So, Ezekiel, I need you to press number one on your telephone to bring you up. We got a lot of folks on tonight. Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, everybody. All praises. A blessing and glory to the heavenly Abba, Yah.
Most High bless you, too.
May the Most High bless you, brother.
Shalom.
Glad to chat up with y'all and stuff. Shalom. And, I see, just a little bit, a little comedian side to this day. I see why the Most High had to split the Red Sea for us. because of brothers like you, Young Sue.
Well, no. You know, but what people fail to realize, Katriel, what people fail to realize, one of our founding fathers, Isaac, name means he who likes to laugh. A man of, he had a sense of humor. Just like Young Sue.
Cracking up,
man. He can laugh, but he can't swim.
oh, please. I've been swimming since the age of 3, baby. I swam in the Pacific Ocean numerous times.
Man.
The deepest I ever dove was about 15 feet deep until I felt all the pressure start caving in on my ears.
Right.
That was getting too deep. You can only go so far. So, yeah, now I swim like a fish.
Well, I almost drowned in an apartment pool when I was about 9, and I almost drowned in a Olympic-sized pool in the Marine when
so
I was about 17.
Why do you keep putting yourself in these situations, John Sue?
Because I love that water, man. It just ain't loving me back. It's not reciprocating the love. That's all. Me and water going to get an understanding one of these days. I'm going to be like that woman, Jennifer Holliday. You going to love me.
You are a habitual line crosser when it comes to this water.
I love water, man.
I
love
water.
I love water. And me and that water going to get an understanding one of these days. No, we're going to get an understanding. I'm going to float on with it, okay? All right?
Float on.
and just like the Most High said, he's gonna dry up the rivers and the waters for us to cross over dry land again, just for you, Aki.
Well, my name, if anybody knows what my name, it means Jumpsuit or Reef, meaning the righteous lion of the Most High that roars by the sea of reeds. It didn't say the lion was swimming in it. He's roaring by the sea of reeds.
Oh, my gosh, I'm done.
All right. Yeah, I see a lot of people got their hands up. Okay. Thanks, Sister Q. A lot of people got their hands up. First and foremost, I had to bring the investigators on that do the commentary. And once the commentaries have been done over, we have the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, and the second book of Proverbs. Once that's done, whoever got their hands up, we're more than glad to bring you on for any commentary and our antidote. May the Most High bless you. Let's get started, y'all. The book of Isaiah, may the Most High bless us, direct and order our steps so we don't have to lean to our own understanding, okay? All right. So mine may read quite differently from yours because I am studying from the Tanakh. Y'all maybe have another version, but there are commonalities and similarities. It's not too far up to mark. May the Most High bless us. So he says, but a shoot shall grow out of the stump of Jesse. A twig shall sprout from his stock. The spirit of Yahweh shall alight upon him. The spirit of wisdom and insight. The spirit of counsel and valor. A spirit of devotion and reverence for the Elohim. He shall sense the truth by his reverence for the Elohim. He shall not judge by what his eyes behold, nor decide by what his ears perceive. Thus he shall judge the poor with equity and decide with justice for the lowly of the land. Hourly. He shall strike down a land with a rod of his mouth and slay the wicked with the breath of his lips. Justice shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his waist. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard lie down with the kid. The calf, the beast, the prey, and the fatlings together, with the little boy to herd them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. The lion, like the ox, shall eat straw. That ain't happening. That ain't happened yet, so this hadn't happened. A babe shall play over a viper's hole. That hadn't happened yet, meaning it ain't happened. And if it passed his hand over an adder's nest, it was a poisonous snake then. And all of my sacred mount, nothing evil a vow shall be done. That ain't happened yet. For the land shall be filled with devotion to the Elohim. That hadn't happened yet. As water covers the sea. And that day, the stock of Jesse that has remained standing shall become a standard for peoples. Nations shall seek his counsel. His abode shall be uttered. That hadn't happened yet. And that day, my Elohim will apply his hand again to redeeming the other part, which is his people from Assyria, also from Mizraim, Patros, Nubia, Elam, Shinar, Hakma, and the coastland. We are all over the place, and that hadn't happened yet. He will hold up a signal to the nations and assemble the banished of Israel. Yes, we're banished, and it hadn't happened yet. And gathered, a lot of folks said, with this new entity they got in, that we don't want to be coming back to the land. But this speak quite differently. We're banished from our land. But Yah says, a remnant of us will be gathered back to the land. I didn't say it. So don't come out. Don't go argue with me. Argue the stop sign before you argue with Yom Su. Take it to Yah. Yah says, he will hold up a signal to the nations, which is to indicate, let them go, and assemble the banished of Israel. And he said, other nation, a harsh part. He said, the banished of Israel, and gathered the dispersed of Yehuda, that one tribe, from the four corners of the earth. That hadn't happened yet. Then Ephraim, his brother, envy shall cease. They're going to stop warring against one another. And Yehuda harassment shall end. They're going to stop being at each other's throat. Ephraim shall not envy Judah anymore. And Judah shall not harass Ephraim, his brother tribe. They shall pounce on the back of the Philistines. They're going to work together against our common denominator enemy. On the back of the Philistines, the west, and together plunder the people of the east. Edom and Moab shall be subject to them, soon or early later. The children of Ammon shall obey them. That didn't happen yet, but it's going to happen. The Elohim will drive the tongues of the Mizraim Sea. He will raise his hand over the Euphrates with the might of his wind and break it into seven wadis so that it can be trodden dry. Thus there shall be a highway for the other part, his people out of Assyria, such as there was for Israel when it left the land of Mizraim. All these things are futuristic. And it hadn't happened because there's still war over there. We're still banished. So the bottom we got to get to this talk from Jess. I know those that believe in the other entity and the other additional books they didn't add on. We're going to break it down for you like it's a common denominator, okay? We're going to get to the bottom of it. May the Most High bless us. Katriel, Sister Hudi, Sister Yakira, and Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you and give you wisdom and understanding and direct and order your steps. Y'all have the floor and the mics.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
What an important chapter that we're reading out of the book of Isaiah.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Because the Most High is not talking about King David.
Uh-uh.
He's talking about King David's father, Jesse, Yishai.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And which one of the sons of Yishai was qualified to do
King
what Yah is talking about? Okay, because none of King David's sons measured up to what King David was, right?
So it appears to me, Cartrell, based upon that common denominator, who is that king?
All right.
We're talking about
Yishai, Jesse, King David's father, and they sue past King David and try to say Jesus. Jesus wasn't as great as King David for the nation of Israel. And Yah's focus in the book of Isaiah is on who? The nation of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And our king.
And
so
what
we know
King
who Yah's
Dawood
talking about.
Israel. What did King Dawood say? May the Most High restore my soul for his name's sake. That's a resurrection.
Yes. So this chapter shows the resurrection of our King, King David. It's talking about one man. It's not talking about the seed of Jesse or the seed of King David. It's talking about one man from the seed of Jesse. And who was qualified from the seed of Jesse to handle what y'all talking about right here? He said, but with righteousness, he would judge the poor and decide with fairness for the humble of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. That's why we read Psalms. Because what King David spoke gives us strength to this day. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. And with the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Also, righteousness will be the belt around his hips, and faithfulness the belt around his waist. Who is more faithful than the line of the king of Jesse that came out of the seed of Jesse than King David himself? Every king of Israel, the kings of Judah, were measured against King David.
Wow. You're right.
But you broke that down to as low as coming to Nadab, coming to Nominate, and you didn't have to do a lot of adding and subtracting. He is spoken like it is. I like that.
On that day, the nations will be brought to the root of Yishai, that's King David, who will stand as a signal flag for the people. And his resting place will be glorious. Then what happened on that day that Yahweh will recover with his hand the second time. The second time. What was the first time? He brought us out of Egypt, right?
Exactly.
The first time, he talked about the second time. We haven't seen the second time yet. The remnant of his people who remain. And here we are. We remain. We the remnant from Assyria, Egypt, Pathros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hama, from the islands of the sea. And he will lift up a flag for the nations. Have you risen that banner to the nations that we back, that Yah is King, Yah is Creator? The flag we have for the UAY, this is the banner that we've lifted up. So we in the end times. And assemble the banner ones from Israel. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to gather Israel. Yah will gather us, but we have to gather first. Yah helps those that help themselves. So we try to help ourselves by gathering first. Before Yah gathers us, because Yah is going to gather us. From where? The four corners of the earth. What do you say? I'm going to read this again. Because some of us think that Judah is only in America. And Yah will gather the dispersed of Judah. And where is Judah? From the four corners of the earth. So the whole nation is scattered everywhere. Every tribe is scattered everywhere. I'm going to gather Judah from the four corners of the earth because he's scattered there, not just one place.
I mean, that makes sense, though. Like, how in the world could you track and put people in one place when we came into Africa, we intermingled with different tribes. We went all over the place, so there's no way no one could know where the 12 tribes
actually went. Don't listen to man. Yah said Judah is where? In the four corners of the earth. Yah said, Judah, I got to gather him from where? I'm going to read it again in case you didn't understand it. And assemble the banished ones of Israel and will gather dispersed of Judah. Where's Judah? From the four corners of the earth. Don't tell me Judah is in one place. I'm sorry. Judah is scattered in the four corners of the earth.
That makes no logical sense to be in one place. But
it's true. It's true. Cartier is right, and you're certainly right, Sister Yakira. There's no logical
Yah's
sense.
Right. I'm not right. Yakira's not right. We're
right.
Reading what
it's
Yah said. Yah said Judah is scattered where? He didn't say just to America, did he? What did he say Judah is scattered? Y'all reading it?
Four corners.
The four corners. Every tribe is scattered where? To the four corners.
Four.
And where did Yah say he was going to gather us from? The four corners.
The four corners.
All right. So I don't know what people are reading or interpreting, but we're reading it right here. Judah is scattered to where? The four corners.
Hallelujah. All right. Any more commentaries or notations? Lady Cottrell.
Hey, Shalom, this is Ezekiel. Excuse me. You know, if you see, you know, the Most High's power here, he says that, you know, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the goat or kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatlings together, and a little child shall lead them, and a cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suck
what?
Child, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
All right.
And the sucking child shall play on the hole of asps, the most poisonous snakes in the world. And
yeah.
The weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. You see how the Most High has this? The everything's in sync, all because of his commandments and showing love. Nobody's eating each other and things like that. And guess what? People say, well, how can the Bible be true? And he had all them animals on the ark and they ain't eat each other and stuff. Well, if you look in regular wildlife today in the animal kingdom, there are numerous of places where you have chickens who find kittens and keep them warm and stuff by sitting on them, treating them like if they're the mother and stuff. You have leopards who are full lions that didn't kill a whole gazelle because it's a child and stuff, and yet grow them up and stuff and wouldn't let no harm come to them. All of this stuff is already it's happening, but people don't see these things and all the word ain't true and this is that and the other. But this is how in sync we got to be. That's that love again that we're supposed to have with the Most High and stay in sync with Him, the oneness. So you know, just looking at these things.
But see, Ezekiel, I concur with you, brother, and because of the fact they forget about the Garden of Eden. Those animals were not apex predatory animals. They were animals that ate on plants and straw and grass and whatnot. But when man introduced sin into the world and everybody was kicked out of the garden, well, you got apex animals that hunt other animals. Nutrition about. And so things
and guess
change.
What, Yamsu?
Yes.
The animals that are vegetarian? Like the elephant?
Some are vegetarian.
The rhinoceros? They're the most powerful animals on land.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant's more powerful than a tiger, a lion, or a tiger.
Right. The only reason why they win because they hunt insects, stuff like that.
I seen a hippopotamus sling a lion around like he was a toy.
And you know, gorillas and apes and monkeys are vegetarians.
Yep.
And they're 10 times stronger than human beings.
Yep.
A gorilla is 10 times stronger than a man. And he's a vegetarian.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. That Yah gave us dominion over creatures that are more powerful, faster, stronger, and even wiser than us.
Yeah. You know,
man has learned from animals.
We literally
not
the animals.
Not the other way around.
What's that, Ezekiel?
No, I was going to say, you know, I'm looking at these places. You know, like it says in the Hebrew, like it talks about Assyria, Egypt, Petros, Cush, which is Ethiopia / Sudan. Elam is actually southern Iran. Shinar and Hamat is somewhat of Iraq and Pakistan and somewhat of Afghanistan. So, but these are all neighboring areas that's, you know, in the areas that the Most High say he's going to, you know, gather us a second time, you know, a remnant. So I'm just saying, like, I'm saying this for the listeners, you should do some homework and some study on those places, and you should see what's going on, especially with Iran has been saying, which is modern-day Persia. Persia is modern-day Iran. But you should see what they're talking about, been talking about our people and things like that, and then also what's being said around the world and these other places about us, you know. So something you guys should just look into and do some homework on. But that's all I got to say on that.
Thank you very much.
And the thing is, on what you just said, is that these people have changed their names. And once I said, they will swoop down on the slopes of the Philistines. The Philistines ain't calling themselves Philistines today. Together, they will plunder the people of the east. They will possess East Edom and Moab. East Edom is not calling themselves Edom, and Moab is not calling themselves Moab. And the sons of Ammon will be subject to them. So they're still around, but they're not calling themselves by their ancient names.
Right. Hiding their identity just like they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to hide from the wrath of Yah because they know it's coming.
Interesting.
This is Yakira. Any commentary?
Yes. I'm going to sit back on that. I just was listening to that.
Okay. So Shehudi, thanks, Shakira. So Shehudi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any commentaries?
No. Not at this time.
Okay. Katria, any more additional commentaries?
Verse 11, then it will happen on that day that Yah will again recover with his hand the second time. What was the first time?
His hand.
Misery.
Huh?
In misery.
Egypt.
That's right. So we haven't seen Yah's hand the second time yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
The remnant of his people.
No.
Who will remain from Assyria, Egypt, Patros, Cush, Elam, Shinar, Hamath, from the Isles of the Sea, which means we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he will lift up a flag for the nations. Have we lifted the flag for the nations?
Yeah.
And what are we trying to do? We're trying to assemble the banished ones of Yisrael. We're gathering Yisrael. And Israel's supposed to be in that vibration right now. We know that we should be gathered if we're studying what we're studying, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not just Israel, because we know we split into two nations, Israel and Judah. So he will assemble the banished ones of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah. Because he dispersed Judah too. And where did he disperse Judah? From the four corners.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what's he say? The jealousy of Ephraim will depart. Right? What was the jealousy? Mm-hmm. The nation of Israel was jealous of Judah. And the nation of Israel set up kings that were not anointed. No, the Most High didn't anoint the kings of Israel. He anointed the kings of Judah. Why? Because Ephraim was jealous of Judah. And those who harassed Judah will be eliminated. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, and Judah will not harass Ephraim. So there's a contention within the nation that we don't even see. We're looking for Judah, but Ephraim and Joseph had the 10 tribes. And Yah said, I'm going to bring those two sticks together, and they shall be one stick in my hand. No longer shall there be two nations, Israel and Judah, but one nation. And when we become one nation, we say, we will swoop down on the slopes of the Philistines in the west. Together, Ephraim and Judah will plunder the people of the east. They, Judah and Ephraim, will possess Edom and Moab, and the sons of Ammon will be subject to them. So although you have been hiding your identity, we're going to find out who you are. Oh, you Moab. Oh, you Ammon. And you're going to serve us because we're serving Yah. And Yah will utterly disrupt the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And he will wave his hand over the Euphrates River with a scorching wind, and he will strike it into the seven streams and make people walk over dry sandals. And there will be a highway from Assyria Because we all over the place. We're not just in America or the Caribbean or South America. We're in all those Middle Eastern places, too. And guess and, what? We have to accept our people from these places, too.
And I'm
even
glad
they have not grown up.
We in China. We
they have
China,
not lived
in
the same
Russia.
Environment.
That's
we have
right.
to accept our people from these places, too. Right?
They
and I'm glad
the most high,
right, is drying up
it
that water. Right.
That's right,
because of, yeah, because some of us can't swim, so I'm glad the most high is doing it.
Oh, Lord. You know, people forget about the East Arab.
Yansu.
Right.
I took life-saving courses. So if I ever see you going down in the water, trust me, man. I got the life-saving skills to help you, man.
I really appreciate that. But see, most
I
high got
do.
The, yeah,
I
nah. earned
three cards, life-saving cards.
Well, I'm in good company. I got one, two, three. I got four elders. I mean, young elders and two elders. If I go somewhere with them, I ain't got to worry about water. I'm in good hands.
There you go.
Just don't go jumping in the water when you know you can't swim, bro.
I may do that just to test y'all so you all know what y'all doing.
Stop it, stop it.
He's going to be screaming, talking about, help, I'm drowning, please, save me. Hey, Elder, hey, the Most High reiterated, verse 15. It says, and the Most High shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea, and with his mighty mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river and shall smite it in seven streams to make men go over dry shud.
Yee.
So there we go. You ain't got to worry about no swimming.
No.
Praise.
Oh, wow. I'm done with you, Ezekiel. I'm done. You're fired.
I don't have to roar by the series no more. I don't have to roar by the series anymore. Praise y'all.
Okay, let's get the Proverbs, everybody.
Okay. For everybody, we've studied this intently, and we hope y'all gathered something out of it, okay? And now, if you didn't know, now you know. My name is Yamsu Arif Contrio from New York City, Sister Hudi from Detroit, Michigan, Sister Yakira from Hawaii, and Brother Ezekiel from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to give you another segment of study. Sister Yehudi is taking a lead. We're flying in the rear. We're like a pack of ducks, okay? We're flying in the rear.
I'm Mama Duck tonight.
Okay. She's taking the lead. She's quacking right along. May the Most High bless you.
So don't leave that sister no rainbows, Mama.
Okay.
You know she get distracted. Uh-huh. She be all
you
here
to talk about me, Yakira. That's why I want you on tonight. Back me up, darling.
I'm here.
Well, hold on. I got a verse for Yansu.
Yes.
Okay. Isaiah 43:2.
Okay.
When you pass through the waters,
right?
Even if you can't swim.
Right.
I'll be with you.
Praise
and through the rivers, they will not overflow you.
Praise
God. Isaiah 43:2. In case you don't know how to swim, Most I said, when you pass through the waters, I'm going to be with you. And through the rivers, don't worry about it. They will not overflow you, even if you can't swim. All right?
Praise God. So I ain't worried. So, you know, I'm a fool to get in that water. I was a fool to get in that water for that, y'all. Now I got y'all. I'm going to be a double fool then. Y'all go ahead. Thank you, Katrina. Go ahead. So, sorry,
thank
sister.
You, Proverbs chapter 2, people.
Oh,
Proverbs chapter 2.
Pay attention.
Hallelujah. Reiterated that wisdom is the female. She said, I was there before the earth was. Chapter
Girl
2.
Girl power.
Yes.
Woman
my
power.
Son. Yes. My son, if you accept my words and treasure up my commands with you so that you make your ear attend to wisdom. Incline your heart to understand. For if you cry for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her, silver. Hallelujah.
Gotta want her.
Pardon?
Yeah, you gotta
you
want her.
To want her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta walk and wisdom. Gotta seek her.
Incline your heart to understand. Yeah, self-explanatory, but that's okay. I like your commentary. And search for her as hidden treasures.
Right.
Then you shall understand the fear of Yah.
I'm going to stop you right there. Because, again, where does wisdom start from? It starts from the fear of Yah.
That's right. Oh, it starts with the fear and with the Most High and find the knowledge of Elohim. Find the knowledge of powers. For Yah gives wisdom.
Yah does what?
He gives wisdom.
Who created wisdom? Who created
it? That's how Yah did it. It's in Proverbs.
And when did he create wisdom?
Go ahead.
Where did he create wisdom?
He created wisdom,
she said, she
like way in the beginning, because that's what she said. She was with him in the beginning before there was anything else like that, and that she was delighted. She delighted in him and everything. It's like then she talks about, you know,
she was
her
the
being
first
her.
Of his works
yeah.
of gold.
Right. There you go. That's the best. Yes. She was there before everything. So
hallelujah.
He delighted in her.
Out of his mouth, which is in the middle of 6, come knowledge and understanding. 7. And he treasures up stability for the straight. Isn't that interesting? He treasures up stability for the straight. A shield to those walking blamelessly. To watch
so let me
over
read
the
what
path.
I, my book says.
Huh?
He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity.
Blamelessly, yes. Integrity the same.
Yes.
And he watches over the path of the right ruling and the way of his kind ones. He guards. What does your say, does it? Number 8, verse 8.
He guards the path of the just,
mm-hmm.
and he watches over the way of his godly ones.
Then
mine
you
says something totally different.
But it's the same.
What do yours say?
Go ahead,
mine says he keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the ways of his saints. But for me, like, that could be interpreted in another way. I like the way you guys, the way it's being read, but
mm-hmm.
when I'm following along with you all, it's the word, it's a lot of wordplay here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of confusion with words
mm-hmm.
here. I'm just
mm-hmm.
pointing that out to those that are reading along. You
mm-hmm.
know, don't always, you might not always want to stick to just one Bible. you might want
right.
to, you know, research. Just know that the Bible has been changed, so it might say something
right.
different, but it's around the same.
You're right.
So I'm going to drop some science right now, right?
Say again.
Uh-huh.
If everybody has internet, you can get the Blue Letter Bible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it is, the Blue Letter Bible.
And with the Blue Letter Bible, you can get the translation from Hebrew, what the scripture is saying, what the Hebrew word is, so you get a full understanding of what the Hebrew word is, which is the original language of what's being spoken here. Right?
Perfect.
So there's a lot
Thank
of different
you.
Interpretations of what the scripture is saying, but if you go to the Blue Letter Bible, it will show you exactly what the Hebrew is.
Y'all heard that, fellow students out there in Radio Land? Write it down,
uh-huh.
and if you have a different version, go back and this country brought it to our attention, the blue letter version, okay?
That's Thank called, you so much for that.
Right, and it's called Seeking Out Wisdom. Seek her out, okay?
The Blue Letter Bible.
Right.
It's online, free. You could download it for free.
Right. I'm reading the scriptures that came from South Africa. And they know that I've been interpreted from Hebrew. But I always say the Most High will open your understanding, like we're reading right now.
Yes, so Sister Yakira's book said, and he watches over the way of his saints, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's, and
he preserves the way.
Are you reading from the blue letter version, Kadria?
No. And we know that Christianity, the Christian world, they give sainthood to who they deem is a saint.
Uh-huh.
But the nation of Israel is Yah saints, his godly
uh-huh.
ones, those who follow his commands, laws, statutes, and ordinances. Those are his godly ones, his saints, who follow his instructions, his commands, his ordinances, and his instructions. Those are the saints of Yah. My book says his godly ones. In order to be godly one, you have to be following what the Most High tell you to do.
What is that? Proverbs? That's Proverbs
8. Proverbs 8.
A shield goes walking blamelessly. That's what mine says.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring up the blue letter version so we can get if you continue on, I'm trying to bring up the blue letter version and then
number
we can get
nine.
That.
I'm at verse 9.
Then
you would understand righteousness.
Yes.
All this what I said. Then you would understand righteousness.
Yes.
And right ruling.
Many people
strength.
Understand the path of righteousness. How many
mm-hmm.
in the world today understand the path of righteousness?
Good luck. Not many.
Not many.
Because they don't study. They don't study.
But he says, my son, if you accept my word, mm-hmm. but it can apply to me, it can apply to females, but you're speaking mainly.
Yes, these
and
are ancient fathers speaking to their children. And
mm-hmm.
we have their children.
Yehudi, if I may, please let me read you the blue letter version. Then shall thou understand righteousness, as Proverbs 2:9. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yet every good path, when wisdom enters to thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, Proverbs 2:10, Proverbs 2:11, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee.
Okay,
and
let me back up.
Yeah, and if you really, and if you want the blue letter version, just let me know and I read it out to you.
Okay, let me back up because it's similar. And if you seek the Most High, you won't have a problem.
Right.
Number 9, I repeat that. Then you would understand righteousness and right ruling and straightness, every good path.
Right.
For wisdom would enter your heart and knowledge be pleasant to your being. That's hallelujah.
And knowledge would be delightful to your soul.
Same thing, being, when I say it means soul.
Yeah.
Pleasant to your being, pleasant to you, your body.
Mm-hmm.
Discretion would guard you.
Okay.
Understanding would watch over you.
Okay. Where's that coming from?
What's coming from?
External source that you're connecting with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because discretion will watch over you. That's outside of you. Understanding
mm-hmm.
will guard you, but it's outside and within you.
Yes,
which means
you from the evil way.
Oh, yeah. So if you walk in the righteous path,
from the man,
understanding will guard you.
From the man who speaks perversity, those who lead the path
Who speaks perverse things?
These are the evil.
Who speaks perverse things? Are we in the midst of a people that speak perverse things?
In this nation,
yes.
And do our people go for it, the perverse things that they speak?
Yes, they do.
Yes, it's in our music.
Yes,
it's in our music.
Right.
It's in our TV. It's in what we entertain ourselves with. We, you know, it's been like so, we're so desensitized to shock that they have to keep bringing out even more shocking things. And it's just this never-ending cycle of, I don't want to say just it's a abuse to the. I don't know. I just lost my thought, but it's crazy with it. You're gonna keep shocking people to a point where it's gonna be the wickedness is gonna be out of control. Is what I'm getting at.
Right.
Like it's more out of control than it is now.
It's the norm of the day.
Yeah.
It's become acceptable.
That's what
the evil that people do have become acceptable.
And what is that?
Nothing shocks them.
And what is the attitude behind that? The acceptability of it. And I say it, and this is our attitude behind it, our peoples. What did the white man say? Which way did the white man go? Universal white race supremacy. The hell with what Cottrell said. The hell with what Sister Akira said. The hell with what Ezekiel said. The hell with Sister Hootie said. The hell with what Yom Suf had. And the hell with the Most High said. Which way did the white man go? And what did the white man say? That's how we're following this perverse nature, this nation.
So listen up. You're explaining. Let me go to 13. It explains in what we already know. Those who walk in the path of straightness, who walk in the ways of darkness. Those who leave the path of straightness, they leave it to walk in the ways of darkness.
How many people are doing that?
Who rejoice to do evil. Don't they do that?
How many people are doing that today?
Seem like everybody.
And then they post it on Facebook. What do you call it? Y'all call it demon book, right?
Food book.
I don't know. Y'all know I barely post on there. I'm barely on that thing.
You're smart.
That's funny.
Did Noah leave the path of uprightness when everybody around him was wicked?
Nope.
We have to be as strong as Noah because people are leaving the path of uprightness and they're embracing wicked things.
And they delight in the perversities of evil whose path.
What you
got
to do is go to Cancun, right, and do the Grief Fest. You know what Grief Fest about in Cancun, right?
Yeah, carnival and all those great things too.
Uh-huh.
I just say vital signs, sexual rituals, all that crazy stuff.
Oh man, it's all that stuff going on here too.
And they are perverted in their ways to deliver you from the strange woman. Who is this?
And America is the strange woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
and
you
does flatter us with her words because she comes
and
says,
you know what, sister,
everybody
is
welcome here.
Let us talk.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I was like, you're talking of Babylon being the strange woman, and she does. It says, even from the stranger which flattereth her words. Well, that's what America does. She flatters the world with her words. She says, hey, come here. You're all welcome. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. Wild, wild west, party, party. And that's why even with America literally burning right now, people are still fighting their way to come in here. It's ridiculous. Like, people still would rather come to this crazy place.
You said it.
The right to vote.
Right. The next verse is everything you're saying. From the foreigner who flatters with her words, who
these people are foreign to us, and they flatter us with their words. You living in liberty, you free. This is democracy. You could do what you want to do, and they flatter us with their words.
No
yeah. I don't need no man. Nigga, you ain't nothing. All kind of stuff. Because they say in America, they call it free speech. You could disrespect your king. You could disrespect your prophet. You could disrespect Yah. Why? Because the First Amendment. You got freedom of speech. Don't you?
And has God the covenant of her Elohim, of her power. So her house has
sunk down. What is our power? What is our powers? Mm-hmm. It ain't the Democratic vote. No, we don't have no power with the Democratic vote. Where do our powers lie? What are our powers?
Yeah,
have we tapped into our powers in the right way?
Studying and keeping them laws.
Because we have powers.
Studying and keeping them laws. Like, for real, you do have powers. And the more I read
and studying
Psalms,
and keeping the law don't even show us what our powers are. Because we have powers like Moses. We have powers like Joshua. We have powers like Samson. We have powers like King David, which our enemies are trying to suppress because they want to lead us outside of us depending on Yah. And when we depend on anything outside of Yah, it's like our kryptonite.
Well, lead investigator, I know y'all excited, and we're all excited, but we've been interrupting Sister Yehudi. Let us let her complete her studies and let each one of us go to task on it. So, Sister Yehudi, we completed.
I'm very
and then,
So
this ain't no knock. Don't take it the wrong way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's juicy.
I
turn it over nuggets.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, let me start with the middle of 17. Well, let me start at 17. Who forsakes the companion of her youth, comma, and has forgotten the covenant of her Elohim.
Uh-oh.
18. Wait. For her house has sunk down to death and her path to the dead.
Mm.
None going into her does return, nor do they reach the path of life. So walk in the way of goodness and do the path, mind say guard the path of righteousness. For the straight shall dwell in the earth and the perfect be left in it. But the wrong shall be cut off from the earth and the treacherous one plucked out of it. Go ahead, y'all. That's juicy.
Y'all take it a test now. Y'all get it.
Listen. Come on, Katriel. Y'all
my
get
book
it.
Says, my book says to rescue you from the strange woman, Babylon, America, Western concepts, Western ideologies, Western religions, Western doctrines, verse 16.
Okay.
To rescue you, Israel, from the strange woman, daughter of Babylon, who embraces every religion on the face of the planet. Strange. From the foreign woman who flatters with her words. Yeah, you free. You can do what you want to do. You ain't got to bow down to nobody. And that's what we embrace. Who leads the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim. Because Yah created everything, all things and everything. He's given the breath of life to all things and everything. And guess what? The nations have forgotten their creator. For her house sink to down to death. That's where America is going. For her house sink down to death. You reap what you sow. Right? America was built on blood. America's going out in blood. Her house sinks down to death. And her tracks lead to death. Where's America's destiny? America's destiny leads to death. None who go to her return, which means we need to stop our pleading for Black Lives Matter. We need to stop pleading for a vote? No, none who go to her return. And he went into the Democratic and Republican Party for your salvation, you're not going to return. Nor did they reach the path of life. America is destined for She-Hulk. So you will walk in the way of good people. How many good people are in America? I'm talking about from the top down. I ain't talking about the average American citizen. I'm talking about the politician from the president on down. And key to the path of righteousness. None of these leaders in America keep to the path of righteousness. No leader in America keeps to the path of righteousness. Go ahead, Sister Yodi.
But you didn't tell people. But the wrong shall be cut off from the earth.
Okay? Say what? Say what?
The wrong shall be cut off from the earth.
What verse you reading? Because my book reads different.
22.
22?
Mm-hmm.
You know what my book says?
What does it say?
It says, but the wicked shall be eliminated from the land. Okay.
That's
real. That's real strong.
And the treacherous one plucked out of it.
Yeah, plucked out. My book says torn away from it. So if you wicked, you're about to be eliminated, and you're about to be torn away from your creation.
And you're about to get plucked out of it, too.
And so if I may read from verse 17 to 22, and when I speak of this, I speak of the daughter of Babylon, her child, which is the Western Hemisphere. Not only these United States of America, the concept of universal white race supremacy, because it keeps the world in turmoil. Just like in the case of Russia, Gog and Magog. And it says, that's why I caution people, don't be trying to follow out the universal white race supremacy and its ideology and so-called walking dead brothers and sisters who are subjugated to its way of thinking. Because when you're subjugated to its way of thinking, you're trying to join a Democratic Party, the Republican Party, you're trying to join Black Lives Matter, you're trying to join the gay rights movement, you're trying to join every movement with the Most High said, because all these movements forsake the Most High. So my caution,
y'all too.
My caution, people, this Western Hemisphere culture is not only regulated to this hemisphere of these United States of America, it's a universal concept that we need to be cautious of.
And we can't continue to see our future through the eyes of our enemy.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because what you just expressed is seeing the future through the eyes of our enemy.
Exactly.
So we have to see our future through the eyes of the Most High. And the Most High said, although y'all haven't been right and I had to punish y'all, you have an everlasting future if you choose life over death. And Most High lays out the choice before us. Choose life and live, or death and you extinguish.
Tomorrow is going to be interesting. Once again, starts off with my son. Not very long. Anybody else with commentary?
Ezekiel?
No.
I mean, yeah, Shalom. Yeah, it's pretty much, you know, it's it's telling you that the spirit of wisdom, and she's telling you, like, look what's going on the earth. That should tell you that there's even a spirit. They may be other, you know, feminine spirits that's wicked, you know, and she's, you know, going against these individuals or whoever wants to take on or embody this to keep doing wickedness of the earth and things. So, you know, just pay attention to what's going on, because the Most High says you know, he's the king of hosts. So, you know, there's other chapters where, you know, there's a lying spirit, you know, there's all these different spirits that we don't know. And what we're seeing right here, at least I see right here, that the spirit of wisdom, she's telling you to follow her and not follow what's going on here. And it's saying that there's, you know, in a carnal aspect, there is the women out here that, you know, that would lead you into certain, you know, to your own demise. Or if you want to say the spirit of America, the daughter of Babylon, you know, it's a fornicator of all the other nations of the world and stuff. Everybody's trying to be like, you know, as a representation, the biggest idol in the world, the Statue of Liberty, you know, free to do what you want to do. Continue to be you. Express yourself. Be you, you know, with no limitations, no rules, you know. So the rest of the world likes to copy after this entity or whatever's going on, or this spirit that's here. But we have the spirit of wisdom explain to us, like, nah, choose me over this. I'm more precious than any gold and everything. I give you knowledge. I give you wisdom and understanding of the Most High, how to fear him, and, you know, so forth and so on, because I got his back, you know. And I'll have your back if you guys would just heed on to what I'm trying to, you know, speak on to you. So that's all I got to say.
And if I may, Sister Hootie, I want to make one more last comment. Katria told me this. Well, he told the fellow investigators this a long time ago. He said, now women can use their femininity, the entity of femininity, for a good thing. It can be the hand that rocks the cradle. It can be the hand that destroys the cradle. Women has immense power. Some choose to use it for the wrong reason. Some choose to use it for the right reason, for righteousness. But the onus is just not on the women. But Cottrell made a point to us investigators. Cottrell said, young Sue, who influenced the first man in the universe? Who influenced the strongest man in the universe? Who influenced the wisest man in the universe? So women, there are different entities, as Ezekiel said, feminine entities, and some women choose to use their femininity. And as I said, the onus is just not on women. It's on men, too. They're the same way because they're born from a woman. And that means they choose to use their manhood following these entities and not becoming the man they should be, but the Most High would have them be, and becoming something far worse. So women can be the hand that rocks, the hand that rocks, rules the world, rocks the cradle for a good thing. Just like our sisters did in saving the nation in Mizraim. Just like Queen Esther did. Just like Deborah did. And a lot of people may call her in question. But Sheba wasn't all that bad. But Sheba raised a son that became a king in this nation. And he took the wrong path, but he got right back on it because he spoke about his mother. His mother had a good influence on him. He forsake what she was teaching him, but he came back to his sense. So I would caution women that you can use your femininity for the wrong reason and not the right reason. It's up to you. And the brothers, same way. The onus is just not on the sisters. Praise God.
No doubt. Now, Sue. The power of the woman that men underestimate. It took down the first man, Adam. Took down the strongest man, Shimshon. Took down the wisest man, King Solomon. Too much for his own good. Not only did it take down the first man, the strongest man, the wisest man, the angels got trapped up too. Because the sons of Yah said that the daughters of men were fair to look upon, and which y'all doing. All right? So we have to respect our women, and our women have to be God-fearing women. And they have to be involved with the plan of Yah. Because Yah speaks about the strange women. He says in the 16th verse, to rescue you from the strange woman, from the foreign woman who flatters with her words. Not only does she flatter with her words, she flatters with you with her looks. who leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her Elohim. For a house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to death. None who go to her, nor do they reach the path of life. So you will walk in the way of good people to keep the path of righteousness. So the whole thing is for our women to have our sons and our daughters walk in the path of righteousness. For the upright shall live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be eliminated from the land, and the treacherous will be torn away from it, both man and woman, because you got some treacherous women out there that seek to destroy men.
Well, what if that song said, don't trust a big butt in a smile? She better have some yai in her. Ain't nothing
that
wrong with it.
It's called poison.
Yeah,
ain't
never
just a big butt and a smile.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with a big butt and a smile, but make sure that big butt and smile is connected with y'all. If that big butt and smile connected with strange women, you'll have a whole lot of strange problems.
Tongue tied over there, y'all too. Can't get it out.
I know.
Well, it's true though.
Why did y'all create that big butt and a smile to be fruitful and multiply for His purpose? Okay.
Sounds like somebody's getting enticed over there, are we now?
Whatever. I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, God.
This is the real talk for real people on the real radio show.
You better believe it. And we tell the most raw and uncut. We love our sisters. We love our brothers. We love our children. But correction is good. It's good for us men. Our men ain't no better. I mean, the onus is just not on the sisters. Our men walk around tattooed and beat the head out of tattered sisters in their behind and their mind and their pants on their behind. They ain't no better.
Mommy,
Yasu.
Yes.
Me and my son were talking about the impact of father's relationship on their children.
Right.
So we brought up Tiger Woods.
Right.
Brought up Serena and Venus Williams. And all these other brothers that had their fathers impact their lives.
Right.
And it seems that the fathers have a greater impact on their children than the mothers. And that's why Babylon wants to keep the fathers away from their children. Because fathers bring out the best in their children, right?
Oh, daddy's not going to accept second best from the children. Daddy wants the best that they can be. But see, when you got these interfering mamas that ain't connected with y'all with their strange behavior, the children are going to be strange too, okay?
Yeah, so we're looking at the impact of the fathers. Michael Jordan, who they consider the best basketball player ever, who was he rolling with? Until his father got killed. He was rolling with his father.
And hold on. What about Magic Johnson? Now, you see who exerts a lot of influence in that relationship because the boy, he think he a girl. And just like this boy down, Wade. What is it?
Wade.
From the Wade
and Gabrielle.
And the boy, 8, 9 years old. He's a girl. Come on, man.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's pitiful.
Making these Charlie Theron adopting black boys and putting dresses on them too. These other nations adopting our children, our boys, and thinking it's cute to play dress up with them. Like that's just nasty. Uh-huh.
They got homosexuals adopting our children.
Yes.
Gay and lesbian community adopting our children.
And so it's incumbent upon the mothers and the fathers to work together in unison. And the mothers to step out the way because, see, mama going to be mama. She's going to have that tender moment. Daddy ain't for that tender. Daddy going to love you. But daddy want to see results. Daddy don't want to hug and kiss on you all the time. Daddy do that because he love you. But he don't want to hug and kiss. He want to see some results. Mama has a tendency to undermine their children's efforts and therefore it caused them problems down the road. That's if the mama ain't connected to Yah, and she's strange. Look at our children, they strange. Look at our women, some of them strange. The baby's strange. Look at these strange folks in our nation. They want to kill each other. They want to write rap songs about it. They want to talk bad to mama. They want to run mama's house. They ain't putting a dime in mama's house and make some rules in mama's house. They ain't putting a dime. If that ain't strange behavior, I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's true, man. I'm keeping it real. Because they don't want to follow Yah. And when you don't want to follow Yah, you don't seek after wisdom and understanding. Those are the end results. That's the lowest common denominator we've gotten to. And that's and then because we follow universal white race supremacy, which way did the white man go? What did the white man say? Because that's all my answers. And then we become a hot mess, too. We're steady looking for a boat in 402 years, a boat that they played three-card Molly with. And we still looking. Oh. Something got to be wrong with us because we strange. We strange because we're not following Yah. That's why we some strange birds. Not on the Real Talk for Real People show. We follow Sister Hootie. Even though she gets distracted and go into the rainbow sometimes, we still follow.
I'm just saying, though, but y'all be going to the rainbow, too, though. Like,
I know.
Yeah, we
I
want
to take a trip to the rainbow. It's the covenant of
Yah. Yakira, I must admit, I do get mesmerized by the rainbow occasionally. It's true.
Well, the double rainbows just be like, you know, in the morning when I was going to work, I would see them all the time, and I just like, oh, thanks, Dad, that's for me. Okay, cool. So
right.
I look at the Most High like a true father, and so that's even it's an endearing term when I say Dad. That's my Dad because I don't have a father. Mm-hmm. So that's how I pray. That's how I talk to him. And my prayers always get answered. It's even more powerful to approach the Most High like a father. But be humble with it. Don't just be like, you know what I mean.
When you're traveling and you're by yourself, you want to know that Yah's with you. And guess what? If your heart is towards him, he's going to show you signs. And when he did for you with the rainbow, he did for me when I was in Mexico on a trip. Like, yeah, it rains every day in Mexico. Where's the rainbow? Very next day, I seen the most beautiful rainbow I've seen in my life. When you talk about rainbows, I know what you're talking about.
And you know what, Yakira, the Most High had an immense impact upon Cartier's life. Because if Cartier was not connected with Yah, we'd have had some Mexican children around here looking like him speaking Spanish. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
They were there.
I told her I wanted 7 sons. She like, yo, papi, dame uno. Give you one? No, I'm not giving you one of my sons, mama. No. Dame una? No. My sons are going to be growing up with me. Yeah.
She was
imagine
ready.
That. Me giving you a son, one of my 7.
Praise
they grew up in Mexico speaking Spanish.
Praise God, he didn't go for that. And I wouldn't have been watching the television, and I wouldn't have saw a little child in a cage looking like Cartier. Praise God. All right.
Speaking Spanish. And the people calling him Pele.
I come to find
what's
my father. He's New York City.
Mi padre es negro.
My father is negro from New York City. That's all I know.
You hit him too, Yakira. I didn't mean to do it. I just started something.
Yo,
my brother.
Hey.
Yo.
Cállate, poquito cucaracha.
Talk about my family, man. Yo. Primo. I'm on the phone. Don't talk to me like that.
All right. Cucaracha.
No, that means, I said,
what
did
you say about cockroaches? Cucaracha.
Yeah, I said, be quiet, little cockroach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on. Is you
see? Oh, I said, I'm not a cockroach.
That's horrible. Yo.
All right.
I have to
We'd have gleaned the most we can now with those studies. Sister Yehudi gave our reading and our study. I like to.
Yeah, at least I tried
What's our closing remarks and comments on this chapter?
You know, my son loves the proverb. He said, because it's stating my son, which he honors his mom.
Right.
And he tries to walk the straight and narrow of the
right.
Most High.
Right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise y'all for having that impact on him, Sister Yehudi.
Thank
you. You're welcome, Sister. Cottrell, your clothing remarks are commentary on what we just said.
All praise, honor, glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because when we study these words, there is no institution in America that is teaching us these words. And I'm so grateful to the Most High that he led me to the words of our King so that I could gain wisdom, not knowledge, not physical strength, but wisdom from my ancient fathers. And the Most High put me in a position where he had me studying the words of my ancient fathers. And like Chinese people study Confucius, we got the Proverbs. And they give us so much strength, so much spiritual power that we don't even understand what we're really reading. And I'm so thankful to the kings of Israel that they put a diary, their writings on paper, on scrolls that have lasted to this day that give us the connection with our Creator. And I praise Yah for that. So I'm so grateful that he gave me these words that we're reading right now and studying right now. As I continue to study right now, from my youth, I studied these words. It made me who I am today. So praise Yah for his words.
So, thank you, Katria. So Shakira, what is your closing remarks and the comments?
Okay, so... just going back with the Proverbs, too, that Sister Hootie read, when you go to verse 2 to 4, talking about inclining your ears to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, if you cry for the knowledge, so praying for that, you know, if you want,
yeah.
If you're having a hard time trying to having a hard time studying, remembering things, or even just anything in your life, really, you know, pray for that knowledge and wisdom and that understanding. And the whole thing about seeking her like silver, there's little treasures throughout, I could say, Psalms and Proverbs, since we're in Proverbs. You know, you seeking her out like silver, you're going to find these little treasures all throughout the scriptures. But mainly the ones that have been helping me right now have been in Psalms. And, so just as a way to lift your spirit up, you know, seek after that. Look for those little treasures to help keep you going and keep you motivated to stay, you know, faithful to the Most High and keep those beliefs, what you hold dear, strong. And that's all I have to say. Very good.
Thank you very much, Kiri. That was beautiful. Ezekiel, may the Most High bless you, brother. What is your closing remarks and our commentaries?
My bad, I call you a little cucaracha, number one, because you ain't.
I didn't take it as a lack of common courtesy and love God for me. I mean, we have that camaraderie, brother. It ain't that serious, and I know you meant no disrespect. Go ahead, brother.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so he called you a roach.
Was that Katria?
I said he called you a roach.
I know what he called me, but that's between me and him. Leave him alone. Go ahead.
So, see, I ain't bring it up again. I just brought it up for that part. See, he taking shots, Elder.
No, I took no offense because I know you was just jiving, bro. I took no offense by it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just I'm still just glad that, you know, I'm blessed that I was created and was able to have this opportunity on this path right now, you know, to finally be woken up, I don't know, about 11 years ago. And, you know, I was blessed to have all the other walks that I had before this. It gave me understanding to the point that it don't lead up, and it's not as strong or as powerful as the Most High's words and everything, and his creation and his understanding doesn't come close. And, you know, I'm just glad that I'm able to, you know, like I said, be able to walk this path, and he created me to do so, and having the opportunity to, you know, share what he and shared on to me, and, you know, so I could share it on to the rest of the world that's actually seeking him and stuff, you know, and it's not forced on to nobody, and, you know, give the people the chance to choose if that's what they wanted to do or choose not. But, you know, like, as a watchman, it'd be called, you know, it's like my hands would be washed from all of this because I'm able to do what I needed to do, what the Most High wants me to do. So I'm blessed to have that, and I'm blessed to have everybody on here. And above all, you know, I'm blessed to have the Most High as our El amongst all the other Elohims. So glad to be chosen.
Praise God, brother. Great job.
Israel.
Go ahead. Ezekiel, I just want to say this.
Yes,
it's a blessing to us that there is not a generation gap that you can hear and understand what the elders are trying to bring to our people, whether it be young or old. And you accept it because it comes from Yah. That's like refreshing to us that we know we're on the right path. That
praise
our
Yah.
Youth can hear us and be on the same path that we are.
Praise Yah. And laying back, you know, what Katriel said in my closing, it's true. Women, young women such as Jakira, that is not connected with Yah, don't listen to their elders. Young brothers such as Ezekiel that is not connected with Yah don't listen to their elders. And so it shows that generation gap is closed. It's a common courtesy and respect and consideration on both sides of the fence. And that it shows forth in these study sessions. And so what I took from these studies is this. For our nation that's scattered about, wherever you're scattered about, wisdom and understanding didn't come from their four-year colleges. It didn't come from their political parties. It didn't come from their gay rights organizations, Black Lives Matter. Y'all said it comes from me. Do your due diligence. Search after her. Study her. And if you want to find it, I give you the diploma. And it's an ever-going diploma. I mean, you got to continue to study, as Scottrey alluded to. You just don't get it one time. Oh, I got it. I ain't got to study no more. No, it doesn't stop till the casket drops. It's an ongoing pursuit. That's what the Most High word is, an ongoing pursuit. And it should ever stop. Let's fill in the gaps. Let's study the word of Yah. Let's stop leaning to our own understanding. Let's trust his wisdom, who is his first creation, and understand it. Let's fill in the gaps, and that's the only way we're going to get out of this problem. It's the only way we're going to fill in the gaps is following the word of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless and praise his holy name. And we have some parties.
We only scratching the surface. We've seen the tip of the iceberg. We don't know nothing compared to what we should know.
And that's where you're at.
We think we know all that, but it's just the tip of the iceberg, baby.
And that's the way you're at it. You got to approach this something like this. You could be in there 5 years, 10 years, 20, 120. As Cardrell said, you see it, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And so always humble yourself and trust in the Most High. And as I said, we have some parting gifts. No, don't write the Kira. Don't write Ezekiel. Don't write Yehuda. Don't write Katriel. Please don't write me asking for your gifts. Here's what you need to do. When you get off this show tonight, and you know your mind ain't right, go to the Most High and ask the Most High for a new spirit, a new heart, just like King David, to help facilitate your study of wisdom and understanding. And
take
and
the veils off your eyes.
Exactly. And King David knew wisdom and understanding. And you know why? He studied the word of the Most High every day, just like you all continue studying. It doesn't stop until the casket drops. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Katriel, Sister Hootie, Sister Yakira, Ezekiel, y'all want to say goodbye, shalom, or good night to the folks? You can tell them, Ezekiel, adios, cockroaches, or whatever.
La cucaracha? Oh, my God.
Adios, cucaracha.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Crazy.
Y'all have a good night.
Oh, no. That's what they call them. I mean, they ain't get mad at us. They call them cockroaches. Okay? But we love them.
Listen. We got an affiliation with roaches. Because they say if you drop a nuclear bomb, roaches will survive. And that's us.
You're wrong with that.
You're
wrong with that. Said we like cockroaches. But truth be told, you're right, though. We just survived a whole lot of travesty. We still survive. We still standing.
No weapons fall against peace off again.
Never like
no
I did before.
Hey, we love y'all. And
like babies, too. We don't
love,
die. We just multiply.
Right. And I love each of you. And I have the most high esteem and common courtesy from each of you and your appreciation for y'all. And your love for y'all, your commitment to wisdom and understanding, and your commitment to searching out what thus said y'all. And I hope the feelings are
meditate.
Mutual. Right. Meditate. Well, we love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
Okay. Shalom.
Okay.
Shalom.
Love y'all.
Love you too.